to Cooney. Cooney back up to the top. Top of the key to number 20, Wyatt Hoover. Over to Cooney. Feeds it in to Smith. And Caseville got a hand on it, but Smith brings it back in. Goes to work in the right block. This one can't fall. The putback from CPS is no good either. And it's thrown out of bounds and actually picked up by Caseville in transition. To number 25, Belts kicks it back out to 45. Gerstenberger for the three, can that one does not land, and brought in by the Tigers. Nugent in transition, picks up his dribble at the top of the key. Over to Cooney, down the baseline left side, off balance, goes up for the shot. This one's no good. Rebound still loose, brought in by the Eagles. 2 seconds left. The half-court shot is off the mark, and we have reached the end of the first quarter, and we have a three-point game. CPS 8, Caseville 5 on the WLEW Sports Network.
On today's show, we're watching the human being in his natural habitat, the shopping mall. He appears to be at his cell phone company provider. Look at this. No customer service. He's in the wild now. And what's that? No smartphone? This is clearly not the dominant being of his pack. He's now trying to look up something. He's clearly not utilizing his resources. He is, however, an ambidextrous being, using both thumbs to text. But if he had a smartphone from Thumb Sailor, he could be doing so much more. Look at this. He doesn't even know his daughter is stranded at basketball practice. He obviously didn't get the email with the updated schedule. This being should switch to Thumb Sailor and get so much more from his phone. Texting, tweeting, Facebook, internet. This, folks, is why survival of the fittest exists. Become the dominant one. Get a smartphone from Thumb Sailor.
And on to the second quarter. CPS gets the ball to start the second quarter. They lead by 3-8-5 over Caseville. In Caseville, they feed it immediately down to Wyatt Hoover. And the right block, he goes up for the shot. He is fouled. The basket is good, and he's going to line for one. Fouls against Caseville's number 35, Skyler Fillion, his first, team second. And suddenly, CPS is out to a 5-point lead at 10-5. With 7:51 left in the second quarter. At the free throw line, Wyatt Hoover trying to go for the old-fashioned three-point play, and it's good. It's a 6-point lead, 11-5, with 7:51 left in the second quarter. Caseville tries to bring it up, and they actually travel with it. First turnover for Caseville in the second quarter, their fourth of the night.
Well, this is where Caseville is going to have to start really digging in on defense. And that's exactly what they did. Steal by number 23.
He goes up for the layup, and it's good. Falkenberg lets it fall, and he gets 2 points, and he's going for the old-fashioned three-point play. Fouls against CPS's number 5, Thomas Schultz, his first, and the team's third. And it's back to a 4-point game, 11-7, CPS by 4. But Falkenberg trying to cut that down to 3 with a free throw here. It is up, and it is good.
Now CPS is going to be attacking a defense, a stout defense, that the Eagles really have to dig in or get back in this game and get closer.
Over to the right wing to number 12, Christian Falls. Over to the left wing, Cooney. Feeds it down to the left post to number 24, Justin Ritchie. He goes up for a lot of contact all around him, and he's going to get 2 shots as part of it. Fouls against Caseville, number 45, Zach Gerstenberger, his first, team's third. At the line, shooting 2, number 24, Justin Ritchie, has not attempted a shot or free throw tonight yet. CPS leading by 3, and the first one is no good, off the mark to the right. Remains a 3-point game, 11-8 CPS. We're in the second quarter, 7:27 left before halftime. Free throw is up, and this one is good. Justin Ritchie goes 1 for 2, and it's back out to a 4-point lead. CPS 12, Caseville 8. Here comes number 23 for Caseville. Falkenberg up at the top of the key. Dribbling to his right, over to Kazefka, driving down the baseline. Going to work, and he has a wide-open layup, and he can't let that one fall into the basket. And it's rebounded by CPS, their 13th rebound of the night.
Kazefka made a nice spin-a-rama move to the hoop, but was not rewarded.
Cooney sets the screen for number 20, Wyatt Hooper. He drives into the free throw line. Off balance jump shot, and that one's good.
That's that fade of his.
Cooney with 7 points is out to a 6-point lead, 14-8 with 6:45 left in the second. Top of the key, number 45, Gerstenberg over to left wing. Top of the key, now Simmons. Kicks over to Kazefka right wing, and he shuffled the feet before he took off. And that'll be a turnover for Caseville, their second of the second quarter and their fifth of the night. Substitution for Caseville, Carter Redwans is back in. He said he replaces Zach Gerstenberger, the sophomore. CPS gets us about 70 feet from their own hoop, left to right across your radio in their blue jerseys with gold outline and trim. Cooney to the top to Schultz, or to the right wing to Falls. Going to work, number 24, the fadeaway, Justin Ritchie off the mark, rebound, Caseville.
That fadeaway seems to be infecting the whole team. Everyone wants to do it. Simmons, and for the drive.
That one's no good. Rebound, Kazefka on the offensive board, and he puts that in for two. And Caseville is still in this one. Kazefka with six. It's a 4-point game, 14-10 CPS. 6 minutes remain before halftime. Simmons guarding number 3, Cooney, and he gets called for the reach-in. That will be his first, the junior, and the fourth for Caseville. CPS gets it on the far sideline. Number 5 inbound, and that's Thomas Schultz into Christian Falls. Dribbling against Kazefka to the right wing. Obviously has a sweet spot there. Skip pass to the left wing to Cooney. Beats it down to the left block, extended to Wyatt Hooper. And he basket passes this one back to the top of the key, over to the right wing to Schultz again. Drives into the free throw line, back up top of the key. Two Falls, over to the left wing to Cooney. Dribbles down the baseline, double coverage coming. He goes up for the layup, can't get that one to fall, gets his own rebound, and it's in for 2 points for Cooney.
That's Cooney's second bucket.
Cooney with four, it's back to a 6-point lead. Caseville goes to work, right block. This one's no good. Rebound by Caseville, goes up for that shot, and it's rebounded by Caseville, but he spun with it, and that's going to be a travel. Substitution for Caseville is number for CPS is number 23, Aaron Smith. He replaces Justin Ritchie. Ritchie is only a sophomore. Smith a senior. Caseville ball underneath their own hoop, left side of the radio. Number 35. Villian inbounds this to the right corner to number 23, Falkenberg. Now in the right corner is Villian. Back in the deep right corner is Falkenberg. Top of the key. Redwans takes the jump shot from the free throw line. This one's good. Redwans with 3 points brings it back within that 4-point game, 16-12. CPS leading with the ball, 4:55 before halftime. Over to left wing to Schultz. Schultz top of the key to Falls. To Cooney, trying to feed it into the right elbow to Smith, and this one is turned over and into the hands of Caseville. Falkenberg dives into the lane, kicks it back out to Denhall for the three. This one's no good. Rebound CPS. Still that 4-point game, 16-12, CPS leading Caseville. Schultz resetting the offense, top of the key, being guarded by Falkenberg. Dribbles over to the right wing, down to the corner, kicks it into the right block, and Smith goes to work. This one's off the mark, and a rebound, offensive rebound for CPS, Cooney. Right elbow. That's number 20, Hooper, with the fadeaway jump shot. This one's good. Hooper with 7 points in this quarter alone. It's back to 18-12, and Caseville takes a 30-second timeout of the WLEW Sports Network. CPS 18, Caseville 12, with 4:02 left in the second.
If you think now that you're using your propane and you're not happy with your propane provider, you're stuck with the same company till spring, think again. Kohler Propane can switch out your tank this winter with very little interruption to your heating service. Maybe now's the time to step up to the local company and support our thumb area businesses. If you want great pricing and impeccable service, make the switch to Kohler Propane, serving the entire thumb area with offices in Bad Axe, Memphis, and Brown City. Call 1-888-950-7975. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Out of the timeout, CPS steals it in transition. Number 20, Wyatt Hooper, gets another basket. He has 8 in their